Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being on the podcast today. If you're new to these, we spend a few minutes every weekday, and it's a great way to start the day or really focus your day on some encouraging words that I hope will make a difference in the rest of your day. And hey, we're located right outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And so if you're in the area, we'd be honored if you would join us this Sunday morning as our guest at 9:30 or 11. In fact, I'd love to meet you right after the service just to say hello. Well, today I want to talk about what I consider to be a big problem. In fact, this is part of a regular conversation we have around here. And here's the problem. We feel like most people are moving so fast that they don't have time to listen to their hearts. Here's why that's a big deal. We believe in living intentionally, right? We believe that instead of just living by default where whatever happens, happens, we can actually design our days. We can actually design our lives. And part of that is where we stop, we slow down, and we learn to intentionally listen to our hearts. See, I believe that God wants you to look at what you're made to do so that you can know what He wants you to do, right? Those two things go together. You're designed to do something with your life. But in order to figure that out, honestly, you gotta slow down. Now, when I was in high school, the band Alabama had a song that just keeps coming to mind. Now, I'll try not to sing this to you, but here are some of the lyrics and see if this doesn't sound like today. Here's what it says. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really got to do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and I don't know why. Does that sound familiar? Here's what it goes on to say. Can't be late. I leave in plenty of time, shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. I hear a voice that says I'm running behind. I better pick up my pace. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. Does that sound familiar or does that feel familiar? I think that describes a lot of people. They're just rushing around, but they don't have any direction. They're living life by default instead of by design. And so when something stirs their heart, whether it's through a message, whether it's through prayer time, whether it's some need you see at work or some neighbor that you hear about, when something stirs your heart, you just don't have any time. You just don't have any margin to do something about it. And so I would say that I believe that God wants you to slow down. I think He wants you to create some space in your life to begin to be able to listen to your heart. I love what Romans 12, verse 3 says. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has given to each one of you. So this idea, don't think more highly. Don't think, man, I've got so much to do. I'm more important. I'm just going to keep running, running, running. Don't think of yourself that way, but live in accordance to the faith that God's given to you. So here's a couple questions. And if you want these, you can email me at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. But here's a couple questions I've been asking myself. Here's the first one. What do I really love doing? In other words, what do I come alive doing? Here's the second one. What do I dream of doing? What is it that I just dream of doing? Here's the third question. What would you do with your life if money was no obstacle? Here's the last one. When you do this thing, when do you make the biggest impact on others? See, these are great questions. Begin to dig in underneath the surface to your design, because here's what I believe, that when we make space and we begin to listen to our hearts, we begin to have this greater sense of purpose. We begin to live a life of fulfillment, and we're actually able to make a bigger difference for God. See, you are hardwired to serve. Now slow down, create some space, and do what God has placed in your heart to do. Just slow down. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. I want to give you a heads up. We are partnering with other local churches and organizations for something called Hunger to Hope. We're having a packing event on March the 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Now, the packing is going to be going on all weekend long, but we're inviting our church family to be part of it on the 10th from 3 to 5, where we'll be packing over 100,000 meals. Get that, 100,000 meals during our shift. And together, through all the shifts put together, we're going to pack over 1 million meals. And so if you're able, we'd love for you to join us at that. You can do that through the Sugar Hill Church app. If you don't have that, just download it off the App Store and click the register button. And you can also find it in the register section of the Sugar Hill Church app. But we'd love for you, your family, if you're part of a small group, to be part of that weekend as we make a difference for folks, not just here, but literally around the world. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.